Good Monday afternoon on a stormy day across eastern New York and western New England. If the rain has not arrived in your area, don't worry, it is on the way. And temperatures are chilly for this time of year. Highs are running well below seasonable levels. So it's a day where you definitely need that umbrella. You definitely need at least some type of jacket. And for some of you, you might have the heat on this afternoon. That's how chilly it is. Things are going to change big time, though, over the next 24 hours. As a warm front comes through, we'll see the humidity level come back up again, and temperatures will warm as well. So even though some of you may have the heat on today, some of you will be reaching for the air conditioner, for that remote control perhaps, or maybe running to that thermostat over the next couple of days. So some big changes are coming. For now, though, it is damp across the area. We'll have rain heading into tonight. The rain may be heavy at times, so look out for some big puddles on the roads if you happen to be traveling tonight. You might even see a few thunderstorms come through as the warm front moves by. And along that front, there is the potential that a couple of these storms could be on the stronger side. So that is something to also keep in mind coming up tonight. And then for tomorrow, the warm front will lift to the north as we go through the morning hours. You'll notice much more humidity across the region tomorrow. Temperatures will be on the warm side as well, running up into the 70s in most locations tomorrow afternoon. And we'll see the chance for still some more rain tomorrow, but more of a scattered rain threat. There might be some times where it is rather rainy, but there are going to be some gaps in the rain as well. And as we go through the rest of the week, Wednesday into Thursday, it is going to remain rather warm, not super hot though like last week. It will be rather humid. You'll notice the mugginess for sure. And we'll keep that chance for a couple of storms in our forecast, especially south of Albany on both Wednesday and Thursday. Now we turn to the tropics, and things have turned very active in the Atlantic Ocean, which is not a surprise given that we are basically at the peak of hurricane season. Hurricane Florence is a storm that will pass south of Bermuda coming up tomorrow. Odds are increasing that the storm will have significant impacts to our south later this week, with landfall, at least from the Hurricane Center projection, likely somewhere in the Carolinas later in the week. Of course, there are wind and storm surge concerns, especially along the coast. Another major concern is the storm may actually put on the brakes, so inland flooding due to heavy rain could be a big, big problem through the Carolinas into Virginia over the next several days, starting later in the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, periods of rain with possible thunder, windy, lows in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun, scattered showers and storms, more humid, high 68 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, periods of rain, some thunder, windy, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, scattered showers and storms, more humid, high 68 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, periods of rain with possible thunder, windy, low around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, some scattered showers and storms, more humid, a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight periods of rain and possible thunder, windy, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow clouds and sun will mix, some scattered showers and storms, more humid, a high around 75. Region-wide on Wednesday and Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, brightest north, cloudiest south, a few showers and storms, especially south, with highs around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.